Exclusive. Peter Schweitzer. Kamala Harris has history of protecting powerful people that put her in political office. By Hannah Knudsen on July 22, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris, whom President Joe Biden has endorsed as his replacement in the 2024 presidential race, has a history of very frightening activities as a prosecutor that show collective favoritism to criminal networks and organizations linked to her political allies. Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer said during a Monday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. I did a book back in 2020, called Profiles in Corruption. It was sort of a look at the major candidates in 2020, he said, explaining that two of the biggest chapters were on Biden and Harris. Kamala Harris has a massive and long history of, I would argue, very frightening activities as a prosecutor that shows collective favoritism to criminal networks and organizations linked to her political allies, while at the same time covering up and trying to minimize some pretty horrific crimes, Schweitzer said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Schweitzer, July 22, 2024. In her particular case, all you have to do is look at the early 2000s when she is the district attorney in San Francisco. And San Francisco under her tenure is the only major American city that did not prosecute a single case of priest sexual abuse. The only major city, he said, explaining that the reason is very clear. As the people who got her into her position included what Schweitzer described as a collection of law firms and individuals who financed her campaigns, who represented the Catholic Church and Catholic entities in San Francisco. She took over her slot. In fact, she ran for that position in San Francisco against a guy named Terrence Hallinan, who was a liberal but tough-nosed ex-boxer prosecutor. And he was the attorney at the time. And the mayor, of course, was Willie Brown, with whom she had had a romantic relationship before. He said, noting that Hallinan had been investigating Brown and allies on a series of corruption cases. So Brown bankrolled and financed Harris's campaign against Hallinan. And when she won, she dropped a whole series of cases, he said, highlighting the common denominator. They had all financed or were close friends with Willie Brown. The biggest case, Schweitzer said, was one involving the Catholic Church, as Hallinan received an 800-page internal document from the diocese in San Francisco, highlighting the series of abuse cases. Hallinan, Schweitzer said, planned to prosecute those individuals identified in the report and then take out the names of the victims and release the document to the public. Harris did the opposite. When Kamala Harris came in, not only did she not prosecute anybody involved in the scandals, she actually refused to release the 800-page document. And it has been reported in San Francisco that document disappeared and was never to be found. And the sorts of individuals and entities that were tied up with this priestly abuse scandal included a school in San Francisco, an elite preparatory school called St. Ignatius College, where people like Jerry Brown and the Getty family, who are, of course, big Democratic donors, were intimately involved, he said. So my contention is that Kamala Harris, as a prosecutor, she did the same thing as Attorney General of California. Used her position not to protect the vulnerable but to actually protect the powerful people that put her in political office, he explained. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.